Time for the latest agricultural news on the High Plains. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age,
ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince you to try smoking.
Our messaging will always think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our
number one customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at TobaccoStopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
Well, according to the Oklahoma Drought Monitor report, exceptional drought still at zero, unchanged from the start of the year. Extreme drought also at zero, still unchanged. But right now, severe drought or worse is now at 9.12%, which is up from last week's 5.50. Moderate drought or worse now at 28.10%, down from last week's 35.54. Abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 58.9, doing a little bit better than last week. At last week, we were at 65.87%. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, the entire state, aside from a small portion at the northeast corner, stands about a near normal percent chance of rain through May the 11th. As for that northeast corner, well, they're about a 33 to 40% chance of rain through May the 11th. Well, I was in Washington, D.C. all week this week, and we had the opportunity to meet with several legislators and lawmakers, including Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, who gave us an update on HPAI in dairy cattle and why it's still safe for people.
The risk to people is low. Dairy cows are recovering, and there's no indication of mortality, and the food is safe. Really, at the end of the day, that's really what you need to know, and that's what people need to know. Now, I can talk to you about all of the things we're doing that are underlying and supporting those three conclusions. I can talk about the testing that we've done and we continue to do on milk and beef to make sure that folks are reassured.
That was U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. We had the opportunity to meet with several folks from USDA across the board while we were in Washington, D.C. We were a part of something called Washington Watch, which is part of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, where we get the opportunity to travel to D.C. and meet with lawmakers to talk about the most important issues going on for our agricultural producers. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.